everybody, welcome to the Geek Food Bulletin, where we talk about the news and not news of the day. With me are, as sometimes, Tejas and Jishnu.
Hey!
How do you guys do?
All
right. Wow.
Ooh, okay.
Did not expect that.
Yeah. I've had 3 cups of coffee already.
A wild eye. Okay, what's the news and not news with you guys?
Mark Hamill replied to my tweet, I'm super happy.
Oh my god, what did he say?
He said no.
No.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Give us the context.
So he is kind of going through something right now. Politically, obviously, America is in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has been for a moment.
Because of the empire.
It speaks.
So he's kind of on Twitter. He's mostly political, but he is responding now and then to, people like are asking him questions.
Randos.
So... I asked him because I discovered this is basically not about the tweet, it's about what I discovered, which is the original radio drama of episode 1 and then subsequently there's 2 and 3. It was not then 3, but he voiced Luke Skywalker in episode 1 and 2 as well.
What do you mean it was not then 3?
Mark Hamill doesn't voice Luke Skywalker in episode 3. But the nice part about it was that I discovered this and I posted on Twitter and I tagged him and stuff. And the nice thing was in the thread, all these old OG kind of Star Wars fans started saying, talking about, when I was a kid, I recorded it from vinyl to tape.
Yeah. Amazing.
And now back to vinyl.
And you've been listening to this? How is
it? Yeah, it's really good actually, because there's some really cool backstory. So apparently there's a really good I missed breaking the story by a couple of months, but it would have been great, but NPR obviously did it first because it is theirs. So George Lucas basically sold the rights to do a radio adaptation of Star Wars to NPR for $1 because he was a huge fan of radio dramas, and so so he just sold it to them for $1, and then they got Anthony Daniels and Mark Hamill to reprise their roles.
Nice.
So there's a lot of backstory with other characters like Biggs Darklighter, Wedge Antilles, all these characters who are kind of like fringe in the films. We get like full blown kind of conversations with Luke and how he basically, when in the first episode, in episode 4, he says, I used to shoot
Womp Rats. Backstories about Womp Rats.
Boom. All of that is there in the first episode of that. And then basically it's a lot of cool backstory with the Rebel Alliance, a lot of cool stuff with Princess Leia and Moff Tarkin, things like that.
So really it doesn't stick to the story of the movies.
It does stick to the story, but it's giving you peripheral information, which is quite cool.
How long is this?
So you basically now know where he was when you hear the words, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
You literally hear that in the first episode.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So just go line by line from the movies and extrapolate.
And it's weird because like Uncle Owen's a dick, man. He's a weird guy.
Drink the blue milk when we all know the green milk is the superior one. When he's old, he's like, I want the green milk.
Do they have access to the green milk though?
Maybe Owen couldn't afford it. He's like, I'm just a moisture farmer. One day when you go to moisture land in the middle of the ocean, you can have your green milk.
Unfortunately, no more information is given about what the f*** moisture farming is.
So what did Mark Hamill say no to?
So basically, I was very excited about discovering it. So I immediately tweeted saying, oh, was this his first thing into voice acting? Because obviously he's such a profound guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quickly did some research after the facts, after the tweet. And then I found out, he was actually in Genie. He had done some stuff with Jim Henson prior to that as well. So I quickly retweeted. I replied to my own tweet saying, "Oh no, he's done this as well."
Mm-hmm.
But then and then I went to sleep. This was at like midnight or something. And then in the morning, it was like the tweet had a lot of replies and stuff. And then he also said no. And then because he tweeted that,
so he said he didn't voice act. He had that been was, voice
that
acting
wasn't
for a
first,
for a, first,
right.
for a few. Yeah, and then but then he liked my reply as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then
what did you reply with?
No, my reply to my own tweet, which was I figured it out. And then a bunch of other people, because he tweeted that, a bunch of like accounts that just follow Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker stans account kind of got on board saying, hey man, you should check this out. And then somebody said, oh yes, when I was a child, I had
a stutter.
Amazing.
All of that. Okay. So it was a nice, heartwarming community. I think it's my greatest contribution to Star Wars. Because a lot of people were just like, oh, haven't checked this out. How have I missed this? I will listen. And I was like, you're welcome.
You brought some positivity back to the Star Wars fandom.
I just imagine that you and Mark Hamill now have... I'm sort of a cosmic relationship while he was taking a dump. Or two. If he liked the reply after his no, the second dump as well.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I will say this though. I felt the force in this community a mm-hmm. lot more. Like, you know, it felt like these guys were just there to share the love of Star Wars. And it felt like this is the Star Wars community we belong to.
Well, they're talking about the OG stuff. I wonder if the same guys are the guys who hate the new stuff.
It's possible.
Very possible.
Possible. But there was no shade thrown, except for one guy said, oh, these people don't even know that Genie came on, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, excuse me, what do you mean by these people? First of all, I thought it was a racist remark. Mm-hmm. Then I casually tried to disarm the situation by saying that, hey, considering that, you know, we grew up a different part of the world, we did not.
Different time, even.
A different time, different part of the world. In the 90s, in the United Arab Air Mattress, as Donald Trump. Trump calls it
Air Mattress.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Considering we grew up then and are from India, the possibility of us knowing all these cartoons, which are not even syndicated to us, mm-hmm. is low.
Yeah, and this was, is this was like, very below the radar.
He's replying. He's like, oh yeah. You know, this was a cartoon that came out. I was like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
He jumped in like, oh, no racist, bro, no racist. Mm. All right, Jishnu.
Some of my best friends are racist. Oh, I mean, brown people.
What's the news with you, Jigs?
There's a new Batman thingamabop that just dropped. Did we see this?
Yeah, yes, it's a screen test.
Did nobody else see like an incredible amount of irony in that he posts this thing on Vimeo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One,
love it.
There's nothing really to see. But two, the thing itself, the video itself, is like, it looks like 480p resolution.
Is it?
No, it doesn't.
It was super high res.
I think you might have been watching on a poor connection. It was.
What are you on, Vodafone?
I double checked this. Like, I saw it twice. I actually went for a speed test on my internet.
It's an HD.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw it in HD, but it's like, but like, it looked like.
But you know what?
Freaky,
maybe it was
weird.
The
fake HD. Yes.
Maybe it was like the long night, the one in Game of Thrones where it's super dark and you could see all the compression. Maybe it's that.
Yeah, that's what all the comments were. New teaser are great. Now really? Buy a new brightness.
The one I saw was fine.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I think it's deliberately made to look like silhouette-y and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest comment on this one is that it looks a lot like Daredevil because of the red lighting and the way the mask looks. And we haven't seen the ears, if I'm not mistaken.
He looks like a frat bro because he has a pop collar.
Just before it gets to the ears. So what if there's no ears?
Man, so we
don't know. How can you hear stuff otherwise?
Question is. Well, bats are deaf, as you know. Anyway, but the other thing is, does he have long ears? Does he have short ears? Who's to say?
Maybe bats are deaf, of course.
What if they could
expression, deaf as a bat.
Deaf as a bat. What if he could retract the ears? That's my question.
He's like a 90s wireless.
He's a Nokia
landline.
You can like just poke it out.
Pull it out.
That would be like,
get some reception.
I would love that shit. Every time, you know, like we get a Batman movie, and I've not had a good Batman movie since, say, 2012, The Dark Knight Rises, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, people.
And BBS.
Some people, yeah, well, yes. But some, it's not a solo Batman.
It's not a good movie. Let's be honest.
Okay.
There are things to that movie, but it's not a good movie. We will
have this discussion later. But my thing is, people say, oh man, they make another one. Oh, where's that new Spider-Man movie? It's been 5.5 seconds already.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, some of these characters are f***ing eternal. Make a good Batman movie with a new take on it, and I would like to see it. It's fine. I know we can still get new characters. We can still have a Birds of Prey. We can still have something else. Mm-hmm. But I want to see a Batman movie because Batman keeps changing with the times, man. So let's, Lego Batman was the last one. I'd say it was the last good Batman movie.
Yeah, true.
So, but that was a different take. Now we need a different take from Matt Reeves. So it's okay to have a Batman film. I say when he's in the Justice League, don't focus on Batman. Focus on the other characters. But when you're having a Batman film, let's do something different, like retractable ears,
like intercom. They just pulling out from.
Did you notice that the logo on the chest was oddly shaped?
It's two pistol grips.
Like, where's your face, buddy?
It's the two guns.
Where's your torso?
Are those detachable? Where he just like pulls them out and goes like
and shoots Joe Chill with it. Listen,
they'd be like small BB guns.
What if his batarang wasn't in his belt and it was just on his chest?
A utility chest?
Yeah. A chest belt.
That's actually a good question. Is he going to have a utility belt? Is he going to have undies? Bad undies. He doesn't have them.
Well, he's got to have undies somewhere.
Like,
will they be outside?
So it wasn't in the Nolan series, but it was in the...
I mean,
the,
I'm sure there were undies inside.
If there are no undies, it's just inside. One bat, one cup.
I'm talking... outside undies. Outside undies.
Outside undies.
I like outside undies.
I slay myself.
Do you think, well, this is exactly what they did with Joker, though. Joker film.
It was
Joker film?
They also did where they did a screen test.
Just a random, like,
which Batman?
They did it with BVS as well.
Did they?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
there was a screen test.
Zack Snyder did some cool Leica-like lens.
I remember those. Yeah, yeah.
What was it about?
Correct.
So it was, no, it was just like,
what was on screen? I don't remember seeing
Batman and the Batmobile. Sad Batman. That's how we got Sad Fleck.
Correct. But those were like stills.
Yeah, those were stills. And those were beautiful. Those are still really, really good.
These are like, these are feel conveying screen tests.
These are
which is exactly what they did with Sizzlers.
Oh, the other thing.
Sizzlers.
The
Yoko Sizzlers.
The score. The score. The little thing.
Michael Giacchino.
Did it not sound exactly like the Imperial March?
I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? It was because like the two chords are just bounced between.
Chords.
Yeah, which is like the same.
It does,
the same,
it does a similar vibe to it.
Yeah.
A little bit
like, that was like immediately the first thing I
thought. There was like a kind of a honky tonk piano, like a a la Sherlock.
Exactly.
Or like, you know, like a tong.
Sure.
Dang, dong, dang, dong, dang. Got it. No, I
just
see.
Just add one ghost note.
See, now, if we were musicians, we'd be able to explain this probably. But hey.
Yeah.
I think the score is quite. You know, there's a very gothic feel to it.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice. I like it.
Surprising.
It's not a modern sounding or looking Batman suit because he's got all these stitches in his scowl. He's got all these kind of little, he's got a little cape.
I noticed a distinct dent above one of his eyes.
Jesus. Okay, so do you think
you wouldn't have seen this because
we can discuss
because
you
blurry stuff. He's a beaten up Batman. We care about Batman, so we'll talk
Love
about
Batman.
This. But like, do you think like the next Noah Baumbach film is going to have this? Like Marriage Story 2, here is Adam Driver's left shoe in slow motion for 10 seconds with Michael.
First of all, you mean Divorce Story where they get back together.
Yeah.
And second of all,
so look, where would we be doing this for any other movie? Like, is this a new thing? I'm just wondering if this is going to become a trend.
It's a comic book movie thing.
No, because you know, like trailers and teasers have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller over the years, and so now I think I'm just waiting for the point where you don't need a giant franchise legacy character like a Batman or a Joker to validate this kind of a thing. Are we going to get to a point where there's a brand new Sam Mendes film about a completely original concept, and then you're going to just see 10 seconds of here's my titular character starring Timothy Chalamet in the new Sam Mendes movie? And you're like, what? That boy does this? And you're going to see just like his eyebrow like,
but they
looking
do
up
this
at you.
For Nolan films, man. They do it for Tenet and stuff.
That's what I mean.
I'm saying the guy, but also, now here's the point. Okay,
I think different movies, watching different kinds of promos.
Yes. So are we looking at both of a new type
no,
of thing?
No, I think if it's Batman, it's always good. You don't have like a 100-year-old character. Noah Baumbach's character makes it for the next 100 years and achieves the commercial and critical success that Batman has over the last century, then yes, maybe they just have to show his shoe.
If you
fine.
Talk about characters specifically, but like a Noah Baumbach movie isn't really about like this is what this guy looks like, right? As opposed to Wes Anderson,
I was just, gonna
just
bring it
put out a look,
right.
like the poster for his
and
new
the
movie
and
the trailer like a day later. But yeah, people are interested in that, right? Because they want to see what Wes Anderson movies look like.
Right.
Yeah. Same with like a Dune, which only released like the vaguest wallpaper-ish promo image.
Yeah.
Oh, was that
The
one that looked like a
like
1999 wallpaper?
Yeah.
Please, it looked like a 2004 wallpaper.
Like a post-XP world. Hey, listen, the other thing was
Windows 8?
Like, I think they are doing that about Wes Anderson films because, like, Patrick H. Willems and the entire internet, basically, spoke about this one revolving shot that is there in Wes Anderson's trailer. And they were like, he has a dolly?
It's new.
He has a circular track.
How do you maintain perfect symmetry if you're doing a track?
Amazing. So, basically, yeah, there's always fresh shit out there about people. Like, if Wes Anderson suddenly does a moving shot, which or a Dutch angle, which he does, I suppose.
Well,
but in a, like, a 90-degree fashion, right? But if he does something outside the visual grammar of his stuff, then people are going to talk about it. Just like if you have a popped collar on a Batman, then we're going to talk about
a polo Batman.
Yeah, he'll have the bat signal here on the left pocket, breast pocket
side of his chest. It's like, hey bro, it's Batman here.
It's the team building Batman year of 1998.
Hey, I'm Batman, what's the sitch, what's going on here?
Yeah,
He's a bro Batman.
Yeah.
All right. This has been the Geek Fruit Bulletin.